Which church? Rex B. Grant clearly articulates the definition of church. The Greek word translated church in the King James Version is ekklesia and means called out ones. There are various called out ones in the scriptures, but only one at the present time. These are believers constituting the body of Christ with Christ as the head, crucified, buried, risen, ascended, and seated with him in the heavenlies, and revealed only in Ephesians and Colossians. The church during the book of Acts was a corporate body of believers that belonged to Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12, a parallel is drawn between a physical body and the body or group of believers. They were members one of another, just as the members of a physical body are. The head, in verse 21, represented a member, not Christ, and is no more important than the foot or any other member. Christ was not the head of that church. Nowhere does it mention that Christ was the head of the church during the book of Acts. The church, which is Christ's body, is distinct from every other church in the scriptures. It is not the church in the wilderness, Acts 7:38. Neither is it the church or congregation spoken of in Psalm 22:22 and Hebrews 2:12. This called-out body with Christ as the head cannot be found in prophecy or traced in any previous writings prior to Ephesians and Colossians. It was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1:4, and is the only group of called-out ones whose destiny is in the heavenlies. We will be manifested with him in glory in the heavenlies, a witness to principalities and powers during the coming ages. Colossians 3:3, Ephesians 3:10.